This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
What's the top of the hour, America? Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, as this administration takes a look at the budget, some are concerned at some of the proposed, edits that the president is offering to Congress. The Trump budget proposes killing all funding for PBS, NPR, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Some have been asking this question for a long time as to why we have government-supported entities like this and brought into question, and now we have a president that's acting on it and saying, okay, let's take a look at it. Let's take a look at the budget. If we're going to get our budget in line, there needs to be some responsible consideration of these entities. Are they helping? Are they hurting? Are they really necessary? This is, I think refreshing for those of us who have been pushing for some fiscal responsibility. And like anything, when
can
you
they
take,
be self-funded at this point?
Exactly. Well, that's the opportunity. If there is that interest, then there should be people there, for those that love NPR, and there's been some argument there that it can be self-funded. I mean, there's many other radio stations across the country that rely on listener support, and they're very effective in doing that. Why not NPR? It's going to be a transition that they have to go through because they've been relying on this other model. This is going to be.
I do hope that on Sesame Street, it's never, today's show is brought to you by the letter L, the, the letter S, and then the number 5, and also Pepsi. that might be a little bit weird.
We'll get over it. And especially when, as we start to see this budget come into a line, like anything, though, when you have people that have been irresponsible with the budget for so long, it's like you can save some money here and then they find a way to spend it there. Right. So that's going to be the challenge.
I think that's something that we need to touch on. We need to understand that the government is not an endless supply. They do not have an endless supply of money. That we need to be very forthcoming with where that money comes from. That is our money, but they propose this illusion that they have all this money, that they're just rolling in all this money, and that's not the case. That money comes from our taxes.
Exactly.
They don't have any ways that they make money on their own.
Well, this is why the people need to hold them accountable, and now we have a CEO, a president, who understands ROI, return on investment. And he looks at it this way, and he's considering every aspect of the budget. I mean, even to the point where he's telling our allies, look at you, you need to participate and you need to bring in your fair share. And look what happened, with NATO. They never asked the question. The guy said, well, you never asked for the money before. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll pay up. No big argument, no big fuss and fight. But here's what Trump had to say the other day about, our allies paying their fair share.
Our budget calls for one of the single largest increases in defense spending history in this country. We believe, especially the people in Tennessee, I know you people so well, in peace through strength. That's what we're going to have. And we are taking steps to make sure that our allies pay their fair share. They have to pay.
Well, you can hear the people respond to it. They see that this is wisdom. Why not? Our allies entered into alliances on the basis that they would be paying up. They'd be paying their fair share. I mean, if they want the United States to be helpful in protecting their security, then it comes at a cost. It's not at the people's expense. And this has been part of the problem in the pushback now, is that we, the people, are saying, hey, look, it's not that we're disrespecting anybody, but this wasn't the deal that we made. This wasn't the deal that we agreed to. And so thank God Donald Trump is starting to call the question on these issues, and maybe we can bring this budget back into line. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bonna Cohen is with us right now, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, where he concentrates on energy, natural resources, and international relations. Bonna, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good to be with you this morning.
Well, I want to talk about this article that you wrote regarding, environmentalists, but others in the energy sector are calling into question things that the Obama administration had done in terms of allowance scuttling or restricting a wind project in North Carolina. What it intended to do, and what compromise did it have on our energy here in the United States?
Well, actually, it not only compromised our energy, it also compromised our national security.
Exactly.
The Obama administration gave a green light to a wind energy project in northeastern North Carolina, located right along the North Carolina-Virginia border. This is a 104-turbine wind energy facility, which happens to be located less than 20 miles from a highly sophisticated and very top-secret U.S. Navy installation that has an early warning system. The U.S. Navy installation, located in Hampton Roads, Virginia, is called a relocatable over-the-horizon radar, or ROSAR. Mm-hmm. What this thing can do is that it can detect incoming airborne bodies. They can be airplanes, they can be drones, they can be missiles, they can be whatever, at a distance of thousands and thousands of miles. Well, that's all very good, except that the wind facility in northeastern North Carolina will interfere with the functioning of the ROSAR facility electromagnetically, meaning that the facility will be practically useless. Now, a study by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, in 2012 concluded that a facility located that close to ROSAR would, in fact, interfere with the proper functioning of the facility. So, what did the Obama administration do? Its commitment to green energy was such that it chose to completely ignore the MIT study. It produced its own study, which, by the way, it has never released it never released to the public, and allowed the facility to go ahead. That facility is now completed. It's in operation, and it has so disturbed lawmakers in North Carolina that a group of them wrote to Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, wrote him a letter. This was the Speaker of the House. This was the Senate Majority Leader asking him to shut down this facility altogether or to greatly reduce it in size and to do that in the name of protecting American lives from a terrorist attack or any other kind of attack, because the purpose of the Rothar facility is to detect such attacks and to enable us to eliminate them before they take place.
Can you imagine? I mean, here it is. These same legislators are looking at a Russian, ship scooting around the coast, just, inside international waters, coming close to the United States. You've got North Korea, beating their chest and doing silly things, firing off missiles into the sea out there. And here we are with a compromised security system for the sake of the greenies. Boy.
Right. And just how essential is the wind farm in North Carolina? Well, it turns out it has one customer, and that customer is Amazon.com. In other words, this facility is not going to produce any electricity for the citizens of North Carolina or Virginia, but rather is a feel-good producer of renewable energy for Amazon.com. Amazon.com could get its electricity from any place else, and it could also get its electricity from a facility that doesn't undermine Homeland Security, which this facility clearly does. Now, there's something very interesting about the position in which Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly finds himself. He was a Marine Corps general a few years ago, head of the U.S. Southern Command. In that capacity, he testified before the U.S. Congress in 2014 against this facility, saying that the U.S. Navy's assurance, and the U.S. Navy was operating under pressure from the Obama administration, that the facility wouldn't interfere with our Rothar installation in Virginia. He called that into question, saying he seriously doubted that.
Yes.
And that took a great deal of courage for him to do, to speak out against the Obama administration because of our civilian control of the military.
Exactly. Nevertheless, yes, military officers, particularly generals, can lose their flag pretty quick when you speak out against the commander-in-chief. We've seen this happen
time and
again. Yeah, exactly. Well, this is amazing, Bonner, that this is even taking place, and then you even reduce it to the fact that, it's one company that our national security is compromised for. Is this an easy fix for the general?
Actually, if he wants to, because all he has to do is say, look, this interferes with my ability to carry out my duty as Secretary of Homeland Security. This facility, which should never have been built in the first place, should be shut down. One of the absurd elements of all of this is the facility, the wind farm in North Carolina, would never have been built were it not subsidized by the American taxpayers.
Oh,
because
wonderful.
Wind farms can't survive on their own.
Yes.
Who paid for the highly sophisticated Rothar early warning system in Virginia? U.S. taxpayers.
Exactly. We've got competing forces
absurd
again.
Situation.
Yeah. Well, this is the deal when government thinks it's the government of everything and that they can answer all this stuff. And, it's kind of like, you got defeating causes and, it's not their money, it's our money. So what do they care, right?
That's exactly right. So let's hope that the Trump administration comes to the fore here and puts an end to this wind farm, which should never have been built in the first place.
How much in front here, Bonner, is this issue in front of Kelly? Is it on his radar that you're aware of?
I believe it is, yes, because he spoke out, to his great credit. He spoke out against it 3 years ago.
Yes.
And now it's gone into operation, and now he is in a position, along with Defense Secretary Mattis, mm-hmm. to step forward and say, no, we cannot have this.
Exactly.
As I said, the only person who, or the only entity that comes out losing here would be Amazon.com,
exactly.
and they can get the electricity elsewhere.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Well,
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, keep those cards and letters coming in. We'd love to hear from you. Your opinion does count here. Well, we're going to talk about something that is not often talked about on this show, sadly, and we need to talk more about it. So we're going to really appreciate that Dr. Charles Girardo is with us right now, because in the United States, 98% of venomous snake bites, also known as envenomation, I hope I'm saying that right, are from the North American pit viper snakes, including rattlesnakes and copperheads. Each year, around 9,000 patients are treated for envenomation in emergency departments nationwide, including 5,000 for venomous snake bites. 84% of snake bites cases occur between April and September, so we're coming upon that period of time very quickly. With peak incidences in July, it's important to prepare in advance. As the weather gets warmer, snake bites become more active, making bites more prevalent. Dr. Charles Girardo, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, and you are the chief of the Division of Emergency Medicine and associate professor at Duke University School of Medicine. And I'm going to let you introduce our other guest who is with you.
I'm here today with Lori Stone, whose daughter was suffered a snake bite.
Well, Lori, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Doctor, let me ask you, how common are snake bites in the United States?
So about 8,000 to 10,000 bites per year in the United States.
Well, Lori, your daughter was bitten by a snake. Was it a rattlesnake that it was bitten by?
It was. It was. Uh-huh. She's 2 years old, and she was playing in the backyard. And she began to cry, and she had some blood dripping down her leg, and she became very lethargic quickly. Her eyes glazed over, so we put her in the car, called 911, met an ambulance. She became unresponsive. She was treated. While this was happening, my brother went out to the backyard and realized it was a 4.5-foot rattlesnake.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So she was taken to the local hospital, and where she was intubated, realizing that she had two wet bites, she was given the drug called Crofab. And then she was later flown to another hospital where she remained in intensive care for approximately a week. She had several surgeries, blood transfusions,
wow,
and 20 doses of the anti-venom Crofab. She,
wow,
upon coming home, it took her several weeks to begin to walk and play again. She still, months later, is working hard at physical therapy, but I'm very happy to report that despite having some permanent nerve and muscle damage, she is running around with her sister, and she is back to her happy, silly self. We're thankful for the treatment, because if she didn't have it, she wouldn't be here today.
Well, thank God for that. Dr. Girardo, is this typical?
This is a pretty severe bite, but snake bites can have a wide range of severity, anywhere from a dry bite to something as severe as Lori's daughter went through.
What are some ways to identify a venomous snake? Because at this point, I mean, the daughter's in the backyard, she's in the house. Fortunately, the brother went out and he was able to identify it was a snake. But if she didn't know it was a snake, how would you identify a venomous snake?
Anytime someone's bitten by a snake and they have symptoms such as pain, swelling, redness, bleeding, bruising, we know that it's a venomous snake and it is likely a pit viper. So at that point, there's no need to further identify the snake. The best thing to do is seek immediate medical care. So dial 911.
Exactly. Well, Lori, I mean, your daughter is bitten. I mean, she doesn't even know, right? I mean, she's 2 years old. How do you identify that, right?
Yeah, she didn't know. We just knew that something was wrong and she was becoming unresponsive quickly. So we called 911 and got her treatment as quickly as we could.
Well, it seems that what Lori did, Dr. Girardo, is pretty textbook. I mean, you call 911, you get her to a medical attention as quickly as possible. Anything else that you would recommend?
Yeah, I think that Lori did all the right things and none of the wrong things. So many of the traditional recommendations regarding treatment in the field, such as sucking out the venom, cutting the wound, any of those types of things are not beneficial and may harm. So the definitive therapy is the anti-venom Crofab, so it's important that you get to a hospital so they can give you the care you need.
Well, you know, you bring up something interesting, and that is that, you know, we've seen it on TV and movies. Something gets bit by a snake, you lance it with a knife or some sharp object, but certainly that's old school, and that's just for the movies back then. It is not appropriate for the 21st century, right?
Absolutely. Don't do that. You can cut a tendon, a nerve, or a blood vessel, and it doesn't help at all, so there's no reason to do it.
And, Lori, the two-year-old now is being her two-year-old self, running around and functioning well. But what an ordeal for you and your family and for her. I mean, did she even realize that she was bitten by a snake?
Well, I don't think she realized it then, but she does know that she was bit by a snake, and she's not afraid of it. And I wish she would be a little afraid of snakes, but she knows what happened.
She's going to be a veterinarian specializing in snakes now. You know, her fate is sealed, right?
She may be.
Well, Dr. Girardo, you know, what are some of the functional outcomes of patients bitten by a snake after treatment? We've heard a little bit about Lori's two-year-old daughter, but generally, what are those outcomes?
Well, it depends where they're bitten and how severe the bite is, but often the bites happen to the extremity. So if someone's been on the leg or the lower extremity, then they'll initially have difficulty walking or doing any activity with the leg. And, of course, if it's the hand or the upper extremity, then they'll have difficulties whatever using their hand for. So something as simple as typing into a cell phone can be difficult. But there's also some systemic symptoms. So symptoms are problems that are remote from the bite site, such as bleeding, and those things can be quite serious as well.
Exactly. Well, Lori, for you and for your family, the big takeaway that would help others, what would you tell other people?
Is just to get help immediately. If we didn't realize something was quite wrong and we didn't get her help as quickly as we did, we wouldn't have the same outcome.
Exactly. Now, do you live in an area where snakes are all around, so this is something that you're always on guard about, or was this a bit of a surprise for you?
Well, it was a surprise to us. It was a very surprising to us. We have learned that there are rattlesnakes in the area and copperheads and other snakes, so we are constantly looking out for them now.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty common there. So.
Right, exactly. Well, Dr. Girardo, we're coming into that area of time every year where the snakes come out, and they love the sun April through September. And, of course, something about maybe the 4th of July. Maybe they like fireworks or something. I don't know what brings them out even more so in July, maybe because of the heat of the summer, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As the weather gets warmer, they get more active. And not only do they get more active, but people get more active. So that brings people and snakes into contact with each other.
Well, a cautionary tale here. How do we – I mean, I've heard – and I've been around snakes in areas and snakes before. You know, don't bother them. They won't bother you. You know, when you hear the rattlers, you know, that's a warning. You're getting into their territory because they don't want to have contact with people any more than we want contact with them, right? Anything else that we need to be aware of?
One is, yeah, you're correct. I think that they'll often give us a warning, but it's easy if you're out in the wilderness. You can step on them or accidentally come into contact with them without seeing them. So I think if you're in those types of areas, wearing full-length pants, high boots, gloves if needed, is all a good idea.
Well, Lori Stone, we're all grateful that your daughter is returned to normal, as you say, and back in hyperspeed. That's a blessing of a story. I know for your family and for you especially, because wow, what an ordeal that your family had to go through.
Yes, it was. We are very, very thankful.
Well, Dr. Girardo, again, I appreciate you and Lori coming on talking about snake bites. It's one of those underreported topics, and I'm grateful that you were able to make some time and come here on the show on Bill Martinez Live to talk about this as we come into this season where the snakes are going to come out and be out in bigger numbers come during that period of time, April through September, especially during the month of July. Now, where can viewers go for more information?
There's a free app that you can download. It's Snakebite 911. But, of course, you can also contact your local poison center as well for more information.
Well, Dr. Charles Girardo, Chief of the Division of Emergency Medicine, Associate Professor at Duke University School of Medicine, Lori Stone, both of you, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. Did you know that the Amazon region produces 20% of the world's breathable oxygen? The Amazon rainforest is one of the world's most vital life support systems. From its role as the world's largest watershed to the fact that its trees act as the lungs of the earth, people need Amazonia to thrive. Every year, an estimated 3.7 million acres of the Amazon disappear due to deforestation. But there is something you can do to help. SC Johnson is joining forces with Conservation International to stop this trend one acre at a time. Protecting an acre of tropical forest costs just $25. And for every acre saved by you, SC Johnson will double donations to save a total of 10,000 acres. Join us by protecting one acre of land for $25. And together, we can help make a positive impact for future generations. For more information about the Acre for Acre Match and to view the new Conservation International VR film Under the Canopy, visit conservation.org/canopy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We got Bridget Johnson, Washington editor for PJ Media, a fellow in terrorism at the Solomon Center, career journalist as well. Bridget, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, I'll tell you, it's a good time to be in journalism and to be in news reporting and that. It's not that we have any lack for news or anything, right?
I know. I just want like a day off. I want a day where nothing crazy happens, where yeah. There's no tweet, where I can just, you know, actually have a day off. But
well, that may happen in 8 years, possibly. and if the Republicans can't get this this health care issue underway, well, it might even be sooner than that, you know. But then there'll be there will be another boogeyman to go after, I'm sure.
Yeah, I like Paul Ryan tweeted last night about, well, you know, we kind of got delayed by the snow a little bit on pushing this health care forward. I'm like, oh, would that be the House Frozen Caucus? I think that's your delay, Mr. Speaker.
Exactly. Well, you know, these are times that demand courage. And, you know, and that's I'm praying, I'm hoping that courage will raise its backbone because it's needed. I mean, there's just, you know, our country, as you know, Bridget, it really needs help. It there's no doubt about it. The voters saw it. They said, okay, we're going to give it a shot. Let's go for an outsider. Let's, you know, maybe a lot of the ills that we have in this country has to do with, you know, some business acumen. So why not? Let's put a businessman in as the CEO of this country and let's see what happens.
We can't forget our humanity, though.
I'm sorry?
We can't forget our humanity, though.
I don't, and I understand, you know, why some people might think that we are, but it's tough when you decide, you say, look, we want to be responsible, and there's going to be some cuts. I mean, you know, you and I were just touching on, you know, some of the budget proposals right now, increasing our military, NPRs getting cut, some other things. You've got somebody who's coming into the office and saying, look, this is the people's money, and the people should get a return on investment, which is, I believe, a novel concept for politicians.
So we have a lot of stories coming out today saying Trump's going to do this with the budget, Trump's going to do this to the budget, still got to go through Congress.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
I can't think of the last time when a president actually got all of his budget wishes from the legislative branch.
No, and it's not. But it's like anything. If you don't ask, you're not going to get. And, you know, if you're aiming high, and if you, you know, like Ronald Reagan, if you get 80% of what you want, you know, that's not a bad deal.
It's kind of our first revelation of where his priorities are.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we heard a lot of, you know, stuff on the campaign trail that sometimes contradicted each other. So, you know, we weren't really clear on a lot of policy where we were going, you know, into these first 100 days. So it's kind of like the first reflection of where Trump's head is at there.
Yeah. And I think also, you know, he is, as he's realizing, you know, there's not like, hey, you're being, even President Obama said it, you have an idea of what the Oval Office is all about. But then when you get there, your reality hits you right between the eyes real fast. I think that's happening to Trump, even in the midst of, you know, his ego and tweeting and all the other stuff that comes into play. I mean, he's dealing with the reality. I mean, when you saw him the other day, you know, when he said, you know, we've inherited a mess. I mean, I don't think he was kidding. I don't think he was being lied about it. I think he was, I think it was a reality check for him to realize, wow, what did I get myself into here?
Yeah. And especially, you know, one of the things that's, you know, hitting him very soon into his term is North Korea. I mean, I'm sorry, when you have assassins walking around public airports with the very deadly toxin VX to carry off assassinations.
Right.
I mean, we're beyond that point of nuclear tests and missile tests, and it's just going to snowball. So
yeah, not to mention that you're still in an undeclared war, the longest undeclared war we've ever been in, and you know, they've kind of soft pedaled the need for troops on the ground. But now if the reality is look, we got to have troops on the ground. And, you know, they ask the generals, they go, well, are they still in a kind of a you know, an away from the, you know, front lines kind of consultancy advisory position? The general kind of like all but smirked. Are you kidding me? I mean,
right.
You know, they're in the fray of this deal. And I think that if which the president said he wanted to eradicate ISIS, it is not going to be a pinprick kind of deal. It's going to have to be a serious ground forces element that's going to be, you know, has to increase. I don't know how they get away with anything less.
Yeah, and you know, I'm hoping, too, that the administration kind of, you know, learns to look forward on these things, because ISIS is already in transition mode. Baghdadi's already kind of admitting to his people that, you know, this caliphate's not really going to last. So what they're doing already is farming out to different, you know, pockets around the globe. And, you know, basically with their online recruitment, a lot of which they've borrowed from Al-Qaeda, who does it very, very well, you know, you have a person who's born in a country who's never been to a training camp, and that's your terrorist of the future.
Exactly. Well, you know, with all the open investigations, and I think that now you have, I think, more of a I guess maybe increasing understanding and an admission that it is a problem, whereas before, you know, we wouldn't want to talk about radical Islam. We didn't want, you know, it was like inappropriate to have that discussion and call it for what it is. But it seems now that we have a little bit more freedom to address this issue, even though the president wanting to put a pause on a travel ban, we've got activist judges saying, whoa, wait a minute, that's it's being too prejudicial, so we're going to put a block on that. Instead of just saying, look, you know, right now we've got some national security issues. That is really clear. In fact, we were just talking with Bonner Cohen not that long ago here this morning, where he was presenting, you know, the North Carolina legislators are saying, look, we've got a wind farm that serves Amazon.com, and that wind farm is blocking the ability for a defense system to work effectively. It's blocking the system for the sake of a wind farm and one company. You know, what's wrong with this picture? So we've made a lot of silly decisions. And I believe mistakes about our national security on so many levels. And all this stuff is starting to come to bear with the Trump administration. And it might be a little much for people, but for some, you know, they're saying, hey, it's about time.
Thing is, though, is he can make points without exaggerating. Yeah. You know, for example, we are not an open borders country. You know, the Schengen Agreement in the European Union, that's open borders. You know,
right.
You can cross from Germany to Austria and wherever you want. But, you know, we still do have screening for people who are coming into this country. Any of us who have ever traveled know that. You know, anybody who has had, you know, a relative try to come from another country for a visit, et cetera. And also, you know, I want to hear more about the homegrown terrorist threat, because it's not really an issue so much anymore of, you know, masses of terrorists in a random, you know, overseas camp who are going to try to use the visa system, to try to use the refugee system to come into the United States. It's much easier for refugees to go through Europe because of those open borders.
Well,
but it's not that easy for them to come to the U.S.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's still problematic. I mean, otherwise, you know, we'd be inundated like Europe. It is, you know, we have been protected by oceans, and that has helped us tremendously, no doubt, traditionally. But we've got people creeping in. I mean, you know, when you've got over 1,000 now investigations in every state of the union, and even then you had a recent situation, even with this ban, we declared, hey, we're going to go with the 7 countries that the Obama administration had declared, which made sense. I mean, these are failing or failed states where you can't get the information you need if somebody's coming in to say, in fact, hey, well, Bridget Johnson wants to come in here. Is she exactly who she says she is? And you can't have that information, then you might want to say, well, can we pause it here for just a moment? But I thought it was interesting that they decided to omit Iraq, and no sooner do they do that than we have somebody who comes into the country that just, like, came off the front lines, you know, killing U.S. servicemen. And they still can't find that person yet, have they?
I'm not even sure what case you're referring to.
Well, I was talking about the Iraqi who came in. It was announced shortly after the Trump administration said that they were taking Iraq from the list. And he came in under stealth, under a false pretense, and a fraudulent visa. Bridget Johnson is with us. We got more from Bridget on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Coming at you around this country in over 280 markets and around the world via shortwave. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 before the top of the hour. Our conversation with Bridget Johnson continues, Washington editor for PJ Media. Bridget, a lot has been said about you know, what President Trump blasted out last weekend, suggesting, well, I guess more than suggesting, but saying that President Obama had wiretapped him, you know, during the campaign. Boy, I mean, that has really sucked up a lot of oxygen in the headlines this week, hasn't it?
It has, and it's also, it's been kind of a challenge for the members on Capitol Hill who would otherwise, you know, defend him, who would be like, I don't know what he's talking about, but let's talk about the health care bill.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And don't get rid of Big Bird. We like Big Bird, so keep him in the budget. But that's the bill altogether.
Hopefully how many members will vote to cut Meals on Wheels. I don't think there's going to be too many.
Exactly. Well, the Intel committee leaders are saying there's no evidence that Obama wiretapped Trump Tower, but yet last night he insisted that in the next couple of weeks the evidence will come out that it's being handled by committee, the information. I'm saying Donald Trump is saying pretty confidently that there's evidence here that that somebody within, you know, the Democratic Party, some operatives, maybe even directed by the president himself, to wiretap Trump Tower.
Well, first I'll say what I'm hearing from Intel sources, and that is no way that it didn't happen. That that also another allegation that's floating out there that Obama used British intelligence to do the wiretapping to get around FISA laws didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
There are questions, and Senator Graham and Senator Whitehouse have jointly asked that the Department of Justice to turn over any FISA warrants or applications that were made during campaign season. Mm-hmm. And we also think that, you know, what Trump was leaning on and referring to was a New York Times report, like the day before his inauguration, mm-hmm. that said that, you know, American law enforcement intel agencies were examining intercepted communications from Russians and financial transactions that could have included people who were involved in the Trump campaign, you know, Paul mm-hmm. Manafort, Carter Page, all these people who have admitted, you know, to contacts with Russians. So, but that's not the same as wiretapping. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, you're doing a legal collection on the many, many Russian officials working, you know, out of the United States or abroad, you know, who are having contact with people here. You know, remember the purge at the Russian embassy after the whole.
Yeah, they purged everybody except the guy who's mainly in question, who they suggest is the worst guy. Go, well, why didn't you purge him with everybody else, right?
Yeah.
I mean, some of this.
I mean,
this is
spell an ambassador. Probably why.
I guess, but I don't. I mean, you're here, and I mean, you're in D.C. You're right there in the midst of all this stuff, and I mean, you got to just scratch your head because you try to follow the logic of what it is that they're presenting, and you know, like on one hand, President Trump will say the New York Times has no credibility, and then the next minute he's giving a credence by saying, "Well, I read it in the New York Times. Oh, the very paper you said is fake news."
Exactly.
You know, come on.
This reminds me of, okay, I had a coworker back in L.A. who used to work at a tabloid, and he said that what would happen is the editors would come and they would give them a headline, and then they had to write a story that fit that headline. And I feel that's like what the administration and you know, GOP members of Congress have to do with some of these tweets. Mm-hmm. You know, Trump puts the headline out there, and then they're like, okay, well, let's come up with something to support that.
Yeah, something that they're not going to want to, you know, put us in a home for, you know. This guy's absolutely lost his mind. But, yeah, it's crazy. So, but here it is. Go ahead.
You note, too, that, you know, House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes, I've known him for a long time. He is, he was on Trump's transition team. He's been, you know, very loyal to Trump. He's, you know, defended him on to a point on some of the Russia stuff. Isn't doing it so much anymore now. But you know, for him to come out alongside the Democratic ranking member of the committee, Adam Schiff, mm-hmm. And, you know, for both of them to say in agreement, you know, there's no evidence that things were tapped. There's no evidence that, you know, that President Obama ordered anything to be done about, you know, about Trump during the campaign. That's big, and you know, and we're going to hear directly from FBI Director Comey too on March 20th when he comes before the committee in open hearing. And that the Schiff and Nunes, you know, hinted at, you know, exactly what Comey is going to say on that. Which
exactly?
You know, yeah.
Isn't it a simple thing though, Bridget? I mean, you know, you got a FISA order, can't you? You know, get the order. Say, give me a copy of the order. Let me see what it is, and. You know, how deep into that order and the results thereof can you get? I mean, because obviously, you know, things are being leaked right now. There is obviously somebody's listening in, or Flynn would still have a job, right?
Well, and that's what Graham and Whitehouse were trying to do, basically, was call the bluff and say, okay, you got warrants, give us a warrant. You know, mm-hmm. we'll you know, be interested to hear if you had any sort of probable cause to obtain a FISA warrant, or if even one was obtained in the first place, et cetera. So you've kind of got these two channels of investigation into this going on in Congress right now. But, you know, I don't think it's doing Trump any good to keep doubling down on this.
Mm-hmm.
To say, well, I didn't really mean wiretap. I just meant kind of broadly. And, yeah, I have something that's coming. It's so fantastic and great, and you're going to be shocked by it. And the administration just needs to know when to put the brakes on something, because what if this was a tweet directed at a foreign government, you know, accusing them of something?
Exactly.
You know, what you know, diplomatic hot water might we be in that turns into something worse than just diplomatic, you know?
Well, when you have somebody,
have consequences,
yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. Well, he deals in hyperbole. I mean, sometimes I think that he does this for his own amusement. He's going, okay, you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, let me see, who can I fire up now? You know, let me fire off a tweet and, you know, disturb the media's sensibilities and have fun with them as much as, you know, maybe the media, you know, certain parts of the media have been, you know, have been targeting him, no doubt. and been rather prejudicial towards some of these issues. But still, it gets off point. And I'm like you. I'm saying, hey, look, be about the people's business. You know, let that stuff. I mean, you don't have to be like George W. Bush, because I think this is one thing that Trump is not. George W. Bush refused to answer anything that the media, and the media ended up defining his presidency and defined him, and I think misrepresented him unjustly in many cases. But Trump is, there's no way he's going to allow that to happen.
Well, I think one of the classic examples, though, about, you know, where they need to bottle it up and even apologize is with the Holocaust Remembrance Day statement.
Yeah.
They left out Jews, and then they said, no, we purposely left out Jews. And, just, and that just kept snowballing and snowballing. And you're like, why? Why are you guys doing this?
Yeah, I know. And it's kind of like Tucker Carlson asked him last night, you know, even about the tweets, you know, do you consult with people? I mean, if he's consulting with his people, I mean, because you would think that that kind of statement would come from one person. I can't imagine a group of counselors supporting that. It's like, okay, hey, we made a mistake. We admitted it was an error. You're right. Thanks for catching it. Let's move on. But no, you try to defend the indefensible. It's like, oh my gosh, you just, you know, to your point, and I think to others, is they want to have, they want the president to have credibility. And when he keeps doing things that reduces his credibility, you know, you wince.
Exactly. Know? He's going to need the force of that credibility for 4 years, you know.
Right.
You're going to need it very, very badly. You know, he's going to have his first G7 meeting coming up in May. And, you know, when you have this kind of drama happening on American soil, and, you know, by that time, you know, he'll have been proven correct or incorrect, you know, how does that position, you know, the U.S. going into global affairs like that?
Exactly. Well, domestically, I want to talk about you know, Trump's acceleration to roll back the fuel economy standards, and you reported on that as well. Tell our audience where we are on this.
I mean, it's not definitely didn't come as a surprise. You know, right after he got inaugurated, he had automakers over to the White House and was meeting with them. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has also, you know, indicated that the fuel economy standards, which were supposed to ensure that down the line every car would have to get 36 miles per gallon. I have no idea how my Jeep would do that, but anyways.
Downhill. If you only went downhill roads.
Exactly. That is a 45-degree hill.
Exactly.
So he didn't scrap them all together, but what he did was put a review period into the EPA. So and, you know, you can guess under Pruitt's EPA how that review period is going to come out. So it's basically putting the accelerator on getting rid of the fuel economy standards.
So how much do we roll it back?
I guess it would be around, I believe that the current is 25.
I think we've come a long way to be at 25, don't you? I mean, do you think that we need to be more aggressive than that? I think you know, what the auto industry has done to bring us to this point to reduce, you know, emissions and that sort of thing. I think we've made some great gains.
Yeah, I don't think that they'll actually change from current standards. I think he's going to kind of let the industry lead that.
Exactly. Well, Bridget, as always, good to be talking to you. Keep the dog warm, okay?
I will.
It's crazy cold out there, blistering and housed up for 3 days, so hopefully you get out soon and see if there's some sunshine out there. Bridget Johnson, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bridget.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.